Tamara Terry is delivering a message of hope to people anxious to learn how to move forward. She had turned her own situation that was a negative from last spring into a positive, not only for her, but for everyone else. She has started FDW Strategic Solutions, and she joins us now. Tamara, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. So what led you to start FDW Strategic Solutions?
Yeah, thank you for asking. FDW Strategic Solutions was really birthed from me being laid off from my 25-year career in corporate America. I am a trained research scientist and strategist that has worked on large-scale research projects for various government agencies for over two decades. And so when I got laid off, I knew that there were talents and skills that I've been giving to corporate America and the community for a very long time, and that it was honestly the perfect moment for me to not only change, but really evolve into my next professional venture. And I wanted to do that with intention and purpose, really knowing that I was moving in the right direction by making a decision to be an entrepreneur.
So what does FDW Strategic Solutions do? You touched on it a little bit there in your answer, but what does it do overall for people?
Yeah, so we are activating vision, empowering talent, and transforming communities by architecting frameworks that empower leaders, strengthen workforce, and build inclusive ecosystems. Some of my services include what I call vision to action strategic planning. This is where I'm being really intentional about helping leaders and community translate bold ideas into clear, actionable strategies. Another solution that I provide is workforce development and training design, really equipping teams and individuals with the skills, tools, and confidence needed to thrive in a professional environment. One of my favorite areas to focus on when I think about workforce development is really supporting our future leaders of America, thinking of ways to really close the gap between graduation and entering into the real world and the workforce. And so it's important that as leaders, we are really helping the leaders that will come behind us. As we get older, we need to really enhance our future leaders of America. The last solution that my company provides is ecosystem building and convening, really bringing together cross-sector partners to spark collaboration, innovation, and system-level change. On November 10th of this year, I launched my first event called RTP Evolve, Navigating Change Through Purpose and Power, and it was all around change readiness and really helping leaders get unstuck. It's a lot happening in our country right now. We have hundreds and thousands of people that are currently unemployed, and I really wanted to create a moment where people can understand the importance of pivoting, understand the importance of changing, and really changing with purpose and power in mind.
Now, what organizations have supported you in this endeavor across Raleigh? Have you received much outside help?
Yeah, so not necessarily full outside help, but I will say that when I got laid off, my network and just community as a whole really met me with open arms and new opportunities. So it's a real power in having what I would call authentic relationships. I truly believe that you either network or you not work. And so I've been really intentional about investing time, talent, and care into my network. And because I've nurtured my network with intention, it really showed up for me when I needed it the most. And so I was truly greeted with open arms and care when I got laid off. I was greeted with opportunities, consulting opportunities, professional opportunities. And so I've truly been reaping the benefits of what I've sowed and really invested in my community and my network for a very long time.
I like that phrase, if you don't network, you're not going to work. That's a perfect way of coining that there, because, that really is the case here. Now, 25-year career, did you see it coming that you were going to get laid off? And how long did it take you to get over that?
The writing was on the wall, not necessarily for me, but just in general. I worked for a research company that does government research. And so once those government cuts started to happen, there were hundreds and ended up leading to thousands of people that were unemployed. So I wasn't completely shocked, but I also knew that it was time for me to move on and really do something different. So when I got laid off, to be honest, I wasn't sad. I didn't cry. I wasn't afraid. I didn't feel like I was mourning a loss. It really felt like it was my time to move and more specifically morph into my next professional career journey. And more importantly, I wasn't afraid to pivot. You know, when life threw me a few lemons, I was able to just make lemonade. I chose not to allow fear to paralyze me and just be discouraged and defeated. But I made a decision just to create my own future. And I leaned into the talent that I've cultivated for many years, the skills I've mastered, and more specifically, the areas where people and organizations have consistently pulled on me to really map out a clear vision and strategy for my new company.
We're coming up on the holidays, and you work with laid off people. What's a common concern that people have right now as they wrap up this year regarding their own individual status?
Yeah, I know a lot of, I don't necessarily work with a lot of unemployed people, but I know a lot of people that are unemployed. And as I have the opportunities where I can help, I am the first person to pass along opportunities to my network because I know there's a lot of change that's happening. So first, the market is full right now. So although there are a lot of opportunities, we're really seeing that because there are so many people that are unemployed, everyone is applying for the same opportunities. So that can be a challenge. I know people that were laid off at the beginning of this year, and they're still laid off now because the market is inundated. And so when you have hundreds and thousands of people that are unemployed, and a big concern that I've heard a lot about is just when you add that intersection of gender, and when you add the intersection of gender and race, you're seeing the unemployment rate specifically for Black women has rise to about 7.5%, and it's the highest that it's been since 2021. I mean, that 7.5% equals about 300,000 Black women that have lost jobs just this year. And it really just speaks to the disproportionate impacts of the federal layoffs, the diversity and equity rollbacks that we've seen over the past year, and just the broader economic instability that we're facing. So I think people are concerned about when this will turn around, how this will turn around, and more specifically, the communities that need the most support being impacted the greatest.
Well, certainly we hope you continued success here as you move on forward with FDW Strategic Solutions. Tamara Terry is the founder of that. Terry, Tamara, I should say thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
No, thank you so much, Jeff, for reaching out. I appreciate you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.